You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, we were behind because of Lance and his fear porn. That's what Dell said. That's not fear porn. It sucks. Till 2021 and 22. The end of 2021.
Swirly again with this?
It sucks.
You once again, anybody who comes in off 45, you stay out of 59's business. This is a 59 thing. You don't need to be trafficking
yes, because,
in our demise.
Yes, because
from 45
guy. 45 is just a joy to be on. You're right. Nothing ever happens.
No, this is going to make Richmond and Westheimer and Bissonnette.
You don't know.
And you don't.
You don't know out.
You know
Texas
the repercussions
City or
of
wherever
your decisions,
from.
Del.
Can you decide which city I live in?
I don't know where you are. Aren't you by a smokestack somewhere from
a smoke
plant
stack
that smells like?
Yeah. Good luck getting to the Galleria over the next 7 or 8 months.
Yeah, good luck, Dell.
I don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I got Amazon to order stuff.
You know what? Stay away from the Galleria. Everybody stay away from the Galleria. We don't need you in our neighborhood.
Do you remember the time, since I know you only care about yourself, do you remember that time where there were raging fires in, what was it, Deer Park? Or was it Pasadena?
And you
criticized the police, the fire department. Hey, guys, you're slacking.
What are you guys doing?
Hey, do your job. That's pretty much what you said. This is the type of guy you're dealing with. A guy who only cares about himself, talking about some place around his house that's going to, oh, my God, stay away from the Galleria. Could you please stop whining? People deal with traffic every day. You know what you don't deal with?
You consider that privilege?
What traffic do you deal with in the morning?
What privilege is that, though?
I don't like when you rub your forearm.
Dark
you know
meat,
that.
Dark meat privilege?
You don't deal with traffic. Don't say dark meat.
Sorry he said that, Jason.
I'm dark meat. What am I going to do?
Stop that.
Jason, if this comes up in a meeting, that was John. I just want you to know our voices.
I'm sorry.
How come you didn't get...
I can't help
you
it.
You didn't even
Are you guys going to criticize my skin tone? Is that what you two are doing?
No, we're not criticizing your skin tone. We're criticing you rubbing
I'm on your
forearm.
Side. You're making it hard to be on your side here, John.
Okay.
Let's stay on our traffic.
We're criticizing you rubbing your forearm and saying dark meat privilege. That's what we have a problem with.
Well, then, okay. So, you're shaming. You're shaming my privilege.
You don't even deal with traffic.
Okay. Shame yourself.
His drive times are like...
God forbid if I should lose some weight, then what would you guys say?
I don't know. What would we say?
Oh, you're looking good. Oh, well, then how did I look before? Oh, okay.
Will you get back on the Astros and get off of
yeah.
your
he's
fake
whining about,
outrage
he's
about
whining
stuff.
About something he won't deal with.
So let's get Kobe in here. Let's talk about the Skeeter Stadium, which we were talking about before. What do you say, Kobe?
Hey, guys. Good morning to y'all.
What do you say?
I went to the Skeeters opening night game. Absolutely loved the stadium. Awesome seats. They did some nice upgrades to the park. I would highly, highly recommend it. Saw some really, really good baseball. Nice family atmosphere. I don't have kids, but I went and enjoyed it. Drank some beers. Had some great seats. The only problem was the concession lines were just like, I sat 30 minutes in line for a beer. And
wow.
It was opening night, so I guess to kind of expect that, but... That was the only thing I had a problem with. It just bring cash so you can catch the beer guys walking by that come by every, 30, 45 minutes because 45 minutes for nachos and beer suck, but everything else was awesome.
Dude, that's a little long. That's a little long. Hopefully they got
it
tightened up.
It was the customer service at the lines was bad, but the beer guys were cool. So bring cash. I would recommend that. Bring cash. Get the beer guys rolling by, but if your kids want like nachos and peanuts and cotton candy, I mean, you better plan that like well in advance and expect to miss two innings of baseball.
But I appreciate
other than that.
That,
it was an awesome experience. I highly recommend it.
Do they take Gen Coin?
Go out.
Gen Coin.
Do they take Bitcoin or Gen Coin or Dogecoin? I'd like to pay with my phone surf with Gen Coin or some Bitcoin. We're just cash only. We're a minor league ballpark. You're not paying in Bitcoin or a fake currency from a TV show, Gen Coin. Jim Crane, this just in. You might want to get that stadium tightened up because if people want to buy food and drinks, you want them to do that as fast as possible. You want that to be a rapid, like More important than your weight room is probably getting that beer line going quickly. Getting that nacho line working efficiently.
Getting more people.
Tuck Cub fan Timmy also said, here's something else to change about Skeeter games. You pay for parking now. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
That's a thing.
Guess what? You're watching... It's major league product now.
No, you're still watching minor league baseball, but it's not independent.
Right.
It'd be cool if it wasn't, if you didn't have to pay for parking. That would be cool.
Yeah, that was great.
Fan friendly.
It was great last year. It was great last year.
Yes. Yes, indeedy.
Yeah. But it's different now. So, I mean, it's big time now. Okay. So let's go. It's not independent league. I don't know if you heard. There's no independent league baseball no more. We pay for parking now.
We have to take a break here, but quick question, and I'll expound on this. Have you ever been set on fire intentionally?
That's too difficult to answer.
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
Okay.
So
when we come back, I will tell you about a man who was set on fire.
Okay.
And I don't think it's for a great reason. I'm not sure there's been great reasons to set people on fire.
Mm-hmm.
What if they're a witch?
Well,
I mean, obviously you had to do what you had to do back in the day when you didn't know what witches. I mean, you can't be blamed for not knowing.
If some woman seemed a little smarter than she should have been, of course she was taking lessons from the devil, burner.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to speak on the way society was then because they were... That's just different historically.
Isn't that the ultimate this?
I don't take no orders from no woman.
Well, we'll find out on the other side, won't we? We'll find that out, all of that out on the other side. In the meantime, I'm talking about Jeff Aronoff right now over at Absolute Marvel and Granite.
He's a witch.
He is a witch with, as far as his remodeling goes,
he's a remodeling witch.
That's what he does. Jeff Aronoff is awesome at what he does. Jeff Aronoff is going to come to your home and he's going to make it better. Your business too. I don't know if you've upgraded your business in a while. You're wondering if you've got a restaurant, you've got a bar, and you have not upgraded. This is where people have to go. This is where people want to sit and stay. And if you're outdated or old or need a facelift, and a big facelift, not just some little stuff, but you need to redo your bar or your restaurant, or you need to at your house, your kitchen, your bathrooms, your outdoor patio, whatever the case may be, then Jeff Aronoff is here for you. Got to be a big job. Jeff Aronoff he's all over the country. He told me last time I saw him, he was like, yeah, we're in Atlanta, been doing hotels. We're up in Minnesota. It's unbelievable how big this has gotten. But if you're looking for a guy that can get the job done on a big job, and do it all. I mean, he's going to help design it. He'll help you pick all of the marble and the granite and the tile and everything else. So you take that architect out of it. All you got to do is give him a call and let him come to your house and see, or your business, and see what that's all about. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. It's Absolute Marble and Granite.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 916 on ESPN 97.5. So you've heard of remember Farrah Fawcett in the movie The Burning Bed? Where she was beat up by her husband. Yeah. And then she burned him.
I'm sorry. Do you not remember that Mimi used to live with me? There's a lot of Lifetime channel. It's she's actually really more Hallmark channel, but there was some Lifetimes
there's
in there.
Actually,
that's a Lifetime channel movie.
What is it? Something Johnny on Netflix. That there's a show about the wife who
burned somebody up.
I think she burns him. Yeah. Yeah. Oh no. It's Betty. Something about Betty. Yeah, we watched the preview last night. Oh, finished Startup last night.
Yeah, I didn't love the end of it, but...
No.
It's a little corny.
It almost seems like there's another season coming.
You would think so, but, you know, this is what happens is they do that, and then you hope, because then they have to be either renewed or not renewed.
Well, here's the deal, if enough people are watching it, which... Maybe they are.
Well, the Netflix is a test run because it rejuvenated. It's been on for a while.
Yeah.
And the Netflix... the guy who plays Ronald Dacey, I checked his Twitter. I was trying to get him on my podcast. He was a former basketball player at Cal Santa Barbara until he jacked up his knee. But it, he's like, wow, thanks for blowing this up, blah, blah, blah. You guys are the best on Netflix. And I never even heard of it until it was on Netflix. And now I watch it, and I love season three. I like the first two. But I wonder if they're sitting there waiting to see what the response is if they decide to pony up for a season four.
Well, it originally aired on Crackle in 2016. So
never
it's not,
heard
it's,
of it. What is it?
It's on my app. It's on my Apple TV.
One of those smaller streaming services. And it hasn't been on the air since 2019, I guess.
Maybe with the Netflix, if it's popular on Netflix, it will come back. But anyway,
you talking about Dear John,
Dear John and Betty, yeah.
Betty, okay.
Yeah, she's a nut job. Anyway, so what happened with someone getting set on fire? I can answer that question now that I thought about it during the break, and no one has ever set me on fire.
Did you recall?
Yeah, so I can't answer the question.
Well, let me ask you, have you ever been in a state of mind through help of toxic beverages, maybe, that have toxins in them that may have mind-altering chemicals? Have you ever been in such a state where you wouldn't have known if you had been on fire, at least for the first 4 seconds?
Listen, I like to party like the next guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
But I don't think I ever have been on fire and not remembered it. No.
Have you ever spent time in Milwaukee when you were in Wisconsin?
Yes. I went and saw John Prine at Milwaukee Fest when I was in high school.
By the way, I watched a really interesting documentary on Gordon Lightfoot, of all people, yesterday on Prime. It was it was kind of interesting. I didn't know he was the king of Canada. But anyway, this happened in Milwaukee. Either. Did you even know he was Canadian?
I did not. I played golf with a Canadian guy yesterday, Peter.
But I said, I know.
Look at all the lines being tied together.
Things that are around here. And I texted LaShane. I'm like, I didn't know. I said, you're the Gordon Lightfoot of chefs. He goes, I saw Gordon Lightfoot in concert 10 years ago. Look like a mummy. He didn't look great. A Milwaukee woman has admitted to setting her sleeping husband on fire because she believed that he poisoned her chicken wings. Her name is Tahonesty. Tahonesty Marie Smith. Tahonesty Marie Smith. It's got to be Tahonesty. Tahonesty? Maybe Tahonesty. Tahonesty Marie Smith, 29, confessed to authorities that she had waited for her spouse to fall asleep to light his head on fire earlier this month at their home in the Enders Park neighborhood. Smith said she had suspected him earlier in the day on June 2nd of putting poison on her chicken wings. Around 4 a.m. the next day, she filled a cup of lighter fluid, poured it on his head, and used the lighter to ignite it. Emergency responders arrived at the home and rushed the man to the hospital with severe burns to his chest, head, ears, hands, neck, and face. While he was recovering, the husband told authorities that Smith had been acting strangely for the last 3 or 4 months. He said the pair had gotten into a fight on the night that she set him on fire because he told Smith that he planned on leaving her and moving out of the home. Smith was arrested on charges of arson, recklessly endangering safety, and causing mayhem. Now,
that's all you get?
She should be the new mayhem for mayhem like me. You know, instead of somebody falling a car, getting, you know, knocked out of a car, swerves to avoid somebody kicking a football somewhere. How about just this woman is mayhem? She goes, mayhem like me, and setting a guy's head on fire. That's mayhem for your commercial. So if you tell somebody you're going to leave them, maybe don't be with them. Maybe don't fall asleep near them. They've been acting weird.
You know what? No, but there's different degrees here. Now, if you told your wife, I'm leaving you.
Yeah.
You know what? If I told my wife, listen, I'm leaving you. All right. Bye.
You sure you want to do that? That's what she'd say.
Yeah.
You sure you can handle that?
You sure that's your best life? You sure about that? You sure you're going to be able to survive?
Different. Okay, what about this? What
if 40 Wendy, Coors Lights a night?
What if Wendy had been acting strangely the last 3 to 4 months, and then you told her, maybe don't fall asleep in front of her?
If she She's not acting strangely.
I know she's not.
I know. She's the same. She just buys something. There's something new at our house every day.
Yeah, that's not strange.
That's not strange.
Tahansti?
But now, if there are no packages at my house for a couple months, okay, waiting that Amazon delivers or whomever delivers, then I'm worried that I'm going to get set on
fire.
Okay,
if that's your strange,
I'm
going
to do
fine.
Some victim blaming here. And I know that's not what you're supposed to do. I'm going to do some victim blaming. I don't believe that you can't sense that the person you're with is a little unstable. I don't believe that's impossible to sense. So I'm not going to say he's at fault for getting his headset on fire, but he's at fault for getting his headset on fire.
Whoa. You can't be victim blaming.
Tell me how he was at fault for getting his headset on fire.
So he would.
I'm not saying you can't sell me on this, but
I am under the belief that this particular incident was something that was always a part of her bag, and you decided that some of that was attractive to you. That unstableness, that wild, crazy thing. There's always a time where you're like, I need to get out of this.
Yeah.
And he ignored it and probably thought it was attractive. And then did she openly accuse him of trying to poison her chicken wings? Because that would be.
I don't know.
Is she on some kind of? Did it say she's on some kind of drugs?
It doesn't say. It just said that she thought he was trying to poison her chicken wings. It doesn't say if she said it out loud. My guess is she didn't say it out loud.
Random or is that trying to poison her chicken wings?
What did he?
I'd like to know what caused it. Maybe she's just. This is all in her. This is all her imagination, and he's just like, I'm just sitting here trying to watch the game. I'm sitting here trying to watch the Bucks, and I'm like, I got tired of it.
Have other people in this trailer park corroborated this story?
No.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
Well, I know a guy got his headset on fire. No, that's been corroborated by a news agency.
The chicken wing story is what I'm interested in.
Yeah. What kind of chicken wings were there?
Is she claiming self-defense?
Oh, you like your chicken wing spicy. Here you go, baby. Let me put some of this on it. This is going to help you.
Oh,
I'm sorry. What did you just put on? I just put on some.
Oh, it's what just did you do?
Look, it's just Cajun seasoning.
No, she's got some. She's doing some kind of drugs, some kind of heroin or something. Bath salts or something.
Or maybe he. You know, I've just noticed a lot of people can convince themselves of a lot of a crazy stuff, and they don't have to be on anything. I've noticed people today can convince themselves of some crazy stuff with no alcohol or drugs needed. Convincing yourself of a conspiracy theory appears to be easier than ever now. I'm not sure. Now, I'd like to believe that there's something mentally going on there. But it could just be, what did you just shake on my chicken? Nothing. Oh, it's poison. What do you think it is? It's Cajun seasoning. Wait, no. What? Go back to what you said before that. Poison? Huh. Maybe that's all she heard. Yeah. So you put poison on my chicken wings. No, I said... poison.
Maybe
that's what I did. I poisoned your chicken wings.
Maybe you don't expect to get set on fire, but
maybe
there were signs. I'm going to say there are signs.
There's enough signs to at least
to get out of there.
Maybe
we have enough time for
sleep in a different room with the door locked.
A Minnesota State Patrol trooper is in some trouble. So a 25-year-old girl, female, she was detained on suspicion of driving under the influence. He arrived at the scene, and she was taken off. She had an accident, and she was taken off in the ambulance, and they took her phone away. So the trooper took her phone and went through it, found pictures of her, and sent them to himself.
Oh, gosh.
See, I think now the question begs this.
Nope. Don't ask it. I don't know what it is, but I wouldn't ask it. I know you enough to know that you shouldn't ask whatever question.
Yeah, he got in trouble for this. Her boyfriend, she must be on iCloud. Her boyfriend said, because he deleted the message of sending the text of sending it to himself.
Okay. It was the body cam caught him, right?
Pardon me?
His own body cam caught that whole thing?
No. The boyfriend caught it on an iCloud because he sent pictures, and he saw the pictures on iCloud that sent to somebody, and he went, whoa, what is this? And it went to the cop. The cop sent it to himself. So he's now out of commission. I don't know why, but he's out of commission.
You don't know why?
He just wanted some pictures.
Oh, boy.
I mean,
are you sure you want to?
Listen, do you might have been a drunk driver. We don't know.
You want me to interject or allow you to continue? What do you want?
Let him keep going. See what happens.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's just see where it goes.
All right.
But Well, and unfortunately, they blurred out the pictures, so we don't know what she looks like.
Unfortunately, they blurred out her private pictures.
Yeah. That should have never been.
Unfortunately, her private pictures, that her invasion of privacy wasn't made more public.
But what kind of news? We don't know if she was drunk driving or not.
What kind of news organization are you?
Yeah.
Her privacy was invaded. You won't let us see the pictures.
Blurred out when this is actually evidence in this kind of case.
Mm. What the hell's going on with these blurred out pictures? We're not going to know what happened unless we see them.
No, we know what happened.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we don't know for sure unless we see these pictures. If somebody actually took these pictures.
No, we don't know. We don't know if the cops' actions were worthwhile, is what John is saying.
Oh, well, yeah, right.
Well, right. I mean,
was it worth it, is what you're saying? Is that what you're asking?
Is there some degree?
No, there's no degree.
Hey,
there's no degree.
I can see the guy's point now.
There's no degree. I'm going to say it for you right now.
We don't know.
No, we do know. There's no degree.
I'm with Dell.
All right.
I'm with them.
Well, I'm just okay. We can agree to
you.
Disagree.
I would say it's
you
is
would
that
so be the
illegal?
Bad lieutenant.
Well, it definitely is.
Yeah,
it's illegal.
It's an invasion of
privacy. Do you think that could cost two people their jobs? That guy and John. You think this one incident?
Unintended
consequences.
Unintended consequences of that traffic stop. John loses his job.
929 ESPN 97.
Hey, I got a great hookup for you guys. I just mentioned it on Twitter. Charisma Car Wash. Spelled C-A-R, Charisma. Go to charismacarwash.com. You'll find one of the three locations. This car wash, I want to tell you about a great hookup here in just a second. And they want to do this in honor of Juneteenth. It's an important day, but they're going to make it the rest of the month. The entire month of June is going to be a benefit for the listeners of our radio station. When you use the promo code 5975, they are going to give you $10 off of their Ultimate Car Wash or their Lava Car Wash. Now, their Ultimate Car Wash costs $14. The Lava costs $17. The Lava is the high-end car wash. Take $10 off of that throughout June, and you'll see the hookup you get. I went and got the Ultimate done. $4. That's $4 to get this amazing car wash where the car is spotless. The wheels look phenomenal. It's all drive-through. And I'm telling you what, it's real good. It's real fast. And it's only $6 at any time for their standard car wash. So you get a hookup right now of $10 off to get the Ultimate and the Lava package for $4 and $7 respectively. This is for the rest of the month of June. Three locations, the Heights North Loop between Shepherd and Yale, Upper Kirby between West Park and Bissonnette, which is where I went, and then Gulfgate, just inside Loop 610 behind the Lowe's in Gulfgate. Fantastic drive-thru available for you. Get your car clean and take advantage of an awesome $10 off value the entire month of June. Do it today and share it to your friends. The promo code 5975. It's charismawash.com.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Real fun.
Get low when the whistle goes.
Sports. ESPN 97.5.
Fred Fowler from...
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Will's surprise didn't go very good. Stuff wasn't super sharp today. I think that was probably the biggest issue. Command was okay, but not really good. And just like I made some good pitches that were called balls and then came too much into the zone afterwards. Where maybe if I had to say what went wrong, it's just the fact that I don't like walking guys and probably threw too good of pitches for the hitters because the count kind of forced me to throw strikes where I probably would have been better off throwing more quality pitch in that situation.
That wasn't easy to understand. It was Zach Greinke, and he wasn't good last night. And he walked in a run, and then he had to come in and gave up a lot of runs. And he pitched three innings. That was what you get about one every five starts out of Zach. one of those stinkers? Like you call him Stinky?
That was Zach Stinky. You'll deal with that every once in a while.
Yeah.
He is, it's not one of those things where he just is average, is really good and an average. He's at a point in his career where he'll be really good and then kind of bad.
Yeah.
You want him to be just, that's why he's not a number one. And he's probably more like a really good number three or solid. This year he's been more like a solid number two. In the past, when your standard is Verlander and Cole, where are you going? I mean, you know.
That's why I say you don't really have an ace until Fromber. I think it's still too early to say Fromber's an ace.
But it's too early to say he's not, because that's the way he's pitching. Through the postseason and now into this season, he's pitching like a guy who's
sample size big enough to say he's an
ace? Well, no, but I mean, it's not for a rookie either who's really good. Yeah. So I would say Fromber is trending like an ace. That's how he's trending.
Yeah.
I
agree with that.
Based on what we've seen. Pitcher. Yeah, he's definitely your best pitcher. For a guy to go out there and be consistent and get seven innings out of him and everything that you look for an ace, is he Verlander? No, I mean, you can't say that yet. You can't say he's Cole yet. And he's probably going to obviously be a step below those guys. But it would be interesting. It will take time. But I am curious to see if we ever get an update on Justin Verlander sometime in, let's say, July. It won't be this month. Remember, he had a kind of a presser, a Zoom presser, not that long ago where there was really nothing about making a comeback anytime soon or nothing that was – you know, that was upcoming. He didn't have a timetable or time frame, but I am curious to see if it's July, sometime in mid-July, or let's just say, when is trade deadline? MLB trade deadline is about that time, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a hard deadline now. Remember, you could go to...
is it not? Is that it? You can't have the...
No,
where guys get cut, pass through waivers and all that stuff.
Yeah, no. I think I'm almost positive. I may have been doing the kind of drugs that woman that set her husband on fire. I may have been doing those, but if I'm not mistaken, it's a hard deadline now that there's no September trades anymore. I think it's August 1st, isn't it? Isn't it always been a Major League Baseball trade deadline?
Is it that late?
Uh-huh.
Maybe you're right.
It's usually trade deadline inbox.
No. Well, it says, let me see, trade with 50 days remaining, the biggest names who could be moved by July 30th. So, August 1st. Yeah, July 30th.
Yeah.
So that may have, who knows? I doubt it. There's a chance it could have some impact on what the Astros are thinking, but I don't know if they'll have enough information as it pertains to Justin Verlander to make decisions on trade deadline based on anything. You have to... I would assume the Astros are operating as though Justin Verlander does not pitch for them. And then if he does, it's just gravy. But if he doesn't, that's how you operate probably. I mean, he's coming off of a Tommy John surgery. You can't assume he's going to pitch this year. If he does, great. It's beneficial and you bring him in. But I think you have to go at it as though he's not going to pitch. You just have to operate like, no, we're not anticipating Justin being back.
But oh, he's lineup if he does.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, that would be, how big would that be if you can get Justin Verlander? And I don't know whether it'd be a start or it probably more than likely. Who knows, maybe out of the bullpen. Who cares? Justin Verlander coming into a game in 2021, a big game in a big situation, would be awesome. He looked awful good when he was throwing that one day. Of course, he's still a long way off from being a major league pitcher. But and then there's the $66 million for one start over 2 years. He gave you one start for $66 million. That's an expensive start.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way Justin Verlander gives you a hometown discount? Not a hometown discount, but it says, you know what? He did say he feels bad about that. In that press conference, he said, yeah, I kind of feel bad that I've only given him one start for $66 million. But, if you feel that bad about it, how about, you know.
Players Union would never let you do that. Never in a billion years. You're not allowed to do that.
Well, guys have done stuff that the Players Union didn't think was all that.
They're not
going to
do that for an ace. Yeah, but this, we're talking about an ace pitcher. And this is why the money's guaranteed, because these things, injuries can happen. This is the whole purpose of it. that you don't have to apologize, and you did so much for the Astros. And I get what Justin's saying, and it'd be great. But I think Major League Baseball, anybody that has bargained for collectively bargained that, the whole point is that sometimes you are going to get injured and you want to make sure that you are still taken care of during injury. If you don't like that Major League Baseball, then don't negotiate.
If you think $66 million is taken care of, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, he can come back and say, how about 20 next year?
Well, I mean, if Justin Verlander wants to write his own personal check, out of a bank, but it can't.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he'll come back next year for 20. I'm not saying that. I'm saying he would give you a hometown discount for next year.
Well, you know, that's his choice if he wants to.
Right. Once again, that's what I'm saying. He said he felt bad
but
enough.
Major League Baseball would once again. You'd have to get it done before there was any kind of market, because the players' union. That's the one thing they really fight against, is you taking worse deals, because it hurts. Potentially, it resets a market, and it takes.
Also, these are extenuating circumstances. A dude got $66 million for one.
Obviously,
for one start.
I'm just saying the players' union. This is not something that they go back and forth on. They strongly advise and care about you getting the best deal possible.
Absolutely. Oh no, absolutely.
Because it impacts other players. The reality is, Justin Verlander. That's not really in real life. I get what the players' union saying. It's not really affecting other players. This would be a guy who's in his late 30s. Well, no, this would be a guy in his late. Yeah, this is a guy in his late 30s. It'd be a deal where he would give Houston a hookup just because he's gotten $66 million for very little. Now, granted. Once again, I don't know how much of that's actually come out of Jim Crane's pocket because of insurance, but that's beneficial.
Well, I can tell you this. I mean, he's not even on this list. Now, he's been injured, so maybe they just ignored him. But I told you, the top free agent power rankings, it's Corey Seager 1, it's Carlos Correa 2, Chris Bryant, Trevor Bauer is 4 and not higher. Chris Bryant is having a big bounce back year. Trevor Story is next, then Freddie Freeman, who's great. Kevin Gausman is a really good starting pitcher. Then it's Javi Baez. Clayton Kershaw and Max Scherzer are 9th and 10th. Kershaw is just 33 years old. Scherzer's 37 years old. These are two of the top pitchers of our generation. And
how old
they
is Scherzer?
They're ranked 9th and 10th. Scherzer's 37.
Ooh.
And so is Verlander.
No, so what?
So Verlander, if Scherzer is 10th, I don't know what kind of money Scherzer is going to expect. I don't know that he's going to be in the $35 million range like Verlander has been in this last deal. Maybe Verlander is a $20 million pitcher now at 37,
coming off 38. Tommy John, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Who would give him in the 30s?
Well, no, right. But first of all, he's Justin Verlander. I don't know. Or maybe he goes back to Detroit.
He's Justin Verlander with a... With a Tommy John.
With a Tommy John. And some guys come back better. And
at 37, 38?
Yeah, well, that's the question. And so maybe he isn't even a $20 million guy. Maybe Verlander after this year is a $15 million guy.
You know, you focused on Scherzer. What about not giving up nearly as much and going to get Kimbrel? Because they say Kimbrel could be on the market from the Cubs. This year he's got a .72 ERA, 41 strikeouts in 25 innings. And this is the best season he's had since joining the Cubs. He has vast postseason experience, and if a team desires, can pick up his $16 million club option in 2022. So you'd actually have the ability, if you traded for him, to keep that window of opportunity open with a really good closer and throw Presley into the setup
role.
He's
having a bounce back year because he sucked the last 2 years.
Yeah, but he's really good right now.
Sucked.
Well, I care what you're doing now.
Well, right.
I don't care what you did in 18. I care about 20. I care about what you're doing 21.
No, he is having a bounce back year. I don't think there's any question
about
it.
Well, I'm asking, what do you think about Craig Kimbrel?
If you asked me last year, I don't know. I don't know. Is he going to continue this, or is he going to revert to 2019 and 2020?
Well, I like the Craig Kimbrel option way more than what the Astros
have. Well, you're
going to
give up a lot less.
Yeah, and I like him way more than anything the Astros have. That's a no-brainer.
He's pitching better than
Presley. Presley was just as bad as what you're talking about with Kimbrel.
Yeah.
Presley was a disaster last year.
No.
He was a disaster the second half of 19. I would say adding a Kimbrel to me would be more exciting, or would be exciting from the standpoint of you directly fix the back end of your bullpen. You bump now your closer into the setup role where he's probably a better fit in Presley. And now all of a sudden you've really tightened up your staff come playoff time, because you squeeze out the Rayleigh maybe for some left-handers, but you start to squeeze out Belak, beat it, Stanek, just every once in a while, maybe Paredes, get lost, go back, go play Skeeter ball, go be a Skeet. Skeets is what I say when I want Paredes to go pitch in Sugarland. And then, you know, you throw one of your starters into the bullpen.
Skeets on the air.
That's the cheer that they do in Sugarland. They go, Skeets. It's Sugarland.
I think you made that up.
No, that's a cheer. Have you been to a game lately?
And when does that cheer come about? What happens to bring that cheer around?
When they are having, it's a rally cheer.
Oh, okay. So in the bottom of the seventh, you're down by a run. You got a runner in second.
Yes.
They start chanting that.
Yes. That's one of the things that they chant. Yes.
I feel like you're making that up.
Yeah, no, kinda. You won't know until you go to a game, Dale. You going to head to a Skeeters game anytime soon?
We have
Skeeters. I'm willing to take that gamble.
We have people who listen to the show who go to Skeeters games.
If you've been to a Skeeter game and if you've heard that chant, 713-780-3776.
There are all kinds of guys that you could try. I don't know about Kimbrel because I don't know that you can trust him to have a .72 after his 6.53 and his 5.5.
Maybe he got it fixed.
There's Raisel Iglesias. There is Paul Fry from the Orioles. There are guys that are going to be out there and going to be maybe cheaper.
Realistically, the Astros are going to look cheap.
Probably.
I mean, they did it with the Astros have played the cheap route the entire time. They don't spend for it. Zach Greinke, how much did they had money kicked in for Greinke, right?
Yeah, but it's still they spent a lot of money on Greinke and Verlander.
They spent Verlander not until after they redid his deal.
Yeah,
part of it was paid for. Once he was there, they could make a decision. I don't see them. Osuna was not a super expensive guy. In fact, they waited to bargain hunt. I think they would probably bargain hunt for bullpen.
Well, they got him out of bargain because, you know, beating up his wife. So that.
Well, it was a bargain. But regardless, they bargain hunted. Yeah. They could have gone after other closers.
Right. So anyway, there are going to be cheaper options. There's no question about it. I just think Scherzer would bring that same kind of Justin Verlander vibe to this city. 713-780-3776.
Oh, that was there's no question about that.
If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. Back to the NBA playoffs, what's happening tonight? And a little bit of a recap. And do you believe in the Bucks now after, you know, their 86 points and their win last night against the Nets? We will see. But what about your patio?
I believe in Texas Custom Patios. As a matter of fact, it's a great place to watch your basketball playoffs. It's a great place to watch your baseball games, your soft sweeps of your opponents. It's a great place to watch your fantasy football games, whatever the case may be, or college football games. Having a patio from Texas Custom Patios, it's like having your own separate room. When I tell you that the design and the workmanship and the craftsmanship and everything that they offer you is better than your expectations, I can back it up by telling you to go to TexasCustomPatios.com or going and following their Instagram account. I follow the Instagram account just because it's something that just gives me energy. When you see what they're able to do and you think, God, man, I'd love to have a house or a patio like that, but you can actually get that patio. And that's what Texas Custom Patios can do for you. You get what you pay for and even more. They add value to your home. And when somebody is looking to purchase a home in your neighborhood, when it's time to sell or if it's time to sell, I promise you, your patio will be a defining feature that will have them picking your place and giving you top dollar as opposed to someone else who doesn't have that custom-built patio from Texas Custom Patios. Outdoor living spaces, outdoor kitchens available for you from Texas Custom Patios. See their work and see how you can turn your house into a home by going to TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Wow. 9:50 here on the bench. Lance Erline, John Granato, Dell Olele. I'm glad. This is news that I think is good news. Basically, all I can tell you is that Adidas is getting rid of that trash quarterback, Dak Prescott. They basically kicked him out, and he's going to Jordan Brand now. So Adidas was, we're finally able to get rid of that quarterback, and, you know, we can focus on the guys that we really want to have representing our brand at Adidas. So he is going to be with Jordan Brand. There's 25 NFL players who are signed with Jordan Brand. Adam Schefter said Prescott will be the only quarterback on their roster. Jimmy Garoppolo signed with Jordan Brand in 2018, though it's unclear if his deal has expired. Dwayne Haskins and DeShone Kizer are other quarterbacks listed as Jordan athletes.
So you think... by the way, Lance...
Ooh, Adidas is laughing.
Are you an Adidas spokesperson?
We kicked them out. Yeah.
Do you speak for Adidas?
Yep. Unofficially, I do.
How so?
Because
you have Adidas shoes?
Because I'm rocking these 4Ds today.
I've never...
That's one of the reasons why.
Do you have Adidas golf shoes like I do?
No. Yes, I do, actually.
Do you?
Yes.
So you think...
I have Adidas golf shoes. I have Adidas hiking shoes. I have basketball shoes. Yeah, our family's an Adidas family.
You think Adidas decided for themselves to ditch the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys?
I would assume.
Huh.
That's my assumption. And then
do you know
to
how
make
business
it look
works?
Good, they go, we're leaving Adidas to go to Jordan Brand. Good. Join DeShone Kizer and Dwayne Haskins and Jimmy Garoppolo over there.
I think it's an odd
jerks.
I think it's an odd approach for you to believe that Adidas wouldn't want.
Yeah, we got rid of them. I'm glad too.
They wouldn't want.
Tell them, Dusty,
to have Adidas stuff on the starting quarterback for the Cowboys. You don't think that would be something they would like?
I mean, honestly, not me.
Okay,
I wouldn't.
Who
I wouldn't want them.
Who are the Adidas athletes?
Why would
in
I
football?
Want to have the starting quarterback Ben DiNucci? Why would I want
Ben DiNucci
or Andy Dalton?
Andy
or
Dalton's
any
a
of
bear.
These starting quarterbacks.
Andy Dalton is a bear.
Okay. Who's the backup in Dallas? Because that could be the starter any second now.
No one knows.
And
who's the current backup?
Is there a current backup?
Do they have as many backups as the Texans have? No. They don't. They probably have one backup. We have like four backups.
And one of them will
lead
start.
The league in backups.
And one of them's going to start.
Even start our starter's a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody can beat the Texans in the backup game. They got the market cornered on backups.
we got more backup quarterbacks than anybody. There's no question.
Not even close.
It's not even close. It's not even.
So I'm looking down the list of Adidas guys in football.
Yeah.
I don't see a Lance Erline on the list.
No,
so
I'm unofficial.
Unofficial?
What? I'm unofficial. I'm off the clock. I'm dark ops. I'm black ops.
Is this the same as your eyelids for kids thing where you really are and really aren't? Which one? Is this the same type of deal for you?
I didn't say I get paid. I just know that shoes show up sometimes.
You get paid in shoes?
Sometimes I get to take shopping sprees when I'm in the Portland, Oregon area.
See, and I'm
of course, my guy left. Jake left, so now I'm technically my hookup's not
my
there.
My buddy was an AAU coach, gave me all kinds of Nike gear. I don't know if I should say that, but I did.
What does it matter if
AAU's crooked, you know.
You don't have a basketball playing son or anything. So what's the matter?
So he and I are competing. All right. Who gets more free crap?
It's you, cuz you have people who work for the NFL teams. So it's you.
You wear different shirts and
I'll wear an Adidas with Nike. I'll wear an Adidas shirt with Nike shoes on. That's how I can roll.
You have to pay rent for not even rent. Do you have to pay property taxes for all those suites that you're in? Does Texas make you pay any property tax?
No.
For Diamond Level Clubs or the Rockets Lexus Lounge? Is that what it's still called?
No. Diamond Club. Well, Rockets. Oh, the Lexus Lounge? Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Or it could be Landry's Lounge. I don't know.
That's probably
what it is. Hawks and Sixers tonight. Philadelphia's a 1-point favorite. Who you got?
Sixers. I wanted to go Hawks. My gut, I've been hot in the playoffs so far. I've actually been red hot in the playoffs. And so when I thought about it, I just think that right now Joel Embiid is on a heater. And I think that they are going to clamp down on Trae Young again. And I don't know that Atlanta's going to be enough of a home court advantage to do away with this. So I like Sixers.
Well, I do. I think Georgia's open, so it's going to be crazy.
Oh, it may be open, but I still think that if Trae Young doesn't go off, I don't think they can beat the Sixers.
I'm going.
He
I'm
went
going,
off game one. He didn't go off game
two. I'm going Atlanta tonight.
You're
going
to take the one.
Yeah, he took. Yeah, I mean, even when Embiid scored, he's been great for both games. They won. They only won one of them. He can be great, and the Hawks can still win. We've seen that.
Yeah, it's the other guys, too. Obviously, Ben Simmons needs to have a game. Yeah, but
and when's that going to happen?
Yeah, well, Tobias, well, I mean, last game they smashed Atlanta. I think the Sixers may have found their rhythm a little bit. So I'm laying the points. Initially, I wanted to go Hawks, but I feel like the Sixers, and I'm red hot right now, and I'm a numbers guy, so I wouldn't fade me on
that. No, I don't want to.
Who do you like in the other one?
Well, I like the Nuggets at home.
I like Nuggets big tonight.
Yeah.
I like Nuggets big. I think it's going to be. Now, we saw them get some wins. Now, Phoenix has won on the road. It's not like Phoenix couldn't win in L.A., but that was a baby crowd. And Denver has had some baby crowds previously. I'm not sure what they're allowing in Denver, because late in the year when everyone was bolstering, Denver was still low. They still couldn't have a lot of people. But I just think Denver shows up. Their own coach said he thought they'd quit. I think they'll show up with some fire and determination.
The thing is,
this is their game. If they don't win here, they're done.
Well, this is the worst backcourt in the playoffs, though. And it ain't getting any better.
Austin.
And oh, by the way.
Rivers?
Yeah, exactly.
Campazzo.
Exactly.
Now, Denver will have full capacity.
It'll
be their first game with full capacity.
The Suns have the best backcourt in the playoffs, right? Without James Harden in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
When James Harden, it is.
And the Nuggets have the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And isn't it a.
It is.
It is a
ball handler's league.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. It is. But do they have the MVP? MVP! MVP!
I am Jokic. I will take my team to great lengths. We will win Super Bowl.
Super Bowl?
See? What?
He doesn't even know what sport he's playing.
Joker shows up tonight. Austin Rivers shows out. This is going to be. You said you like him too.
Who? I do too, but I'm rethinking it.
Why are you talking yourself off?
Rethinking it. Really rethinking it.
Just because you said who has the best backcourt?
Yeah.
Basketball is a game of ball handlers.
The Suns have really been good, and I don't know why I think they're not going to be good.
What if Jamal Murray ends up back in the lineup for this game? That's not happening. What if he does, though? We don't know. Then
it's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's see what happens. It's a game time decision.
No. If Jamal Murray plays,
it's a game time decision right now.
I'm all over.
And what if they go back in time and scoop up prime Carmelo Anthony too, and he's on the floor? Well, how does it go if we're talking about things that'll never happen?
Yeah.
You mean the guy who tore up his knee?
What about T.R. Dunn if he comes back?
Who? Is Kiki Vandeweghe out there playing for the Nuggets?
I don't know. But you know what?
Nuggets?
Yeah. If he comes back, then it's going to be great.
Yeah, Chauncey Billups makes an appearance. Isn't
Chauncey busy being the Celtics coach soon?
He's a candidate for that job, certainly. Yeah. Good luck with
that. That's my boy, my buddy's guy. He loves him some Chauncey. You love you some Rockets, don't you? You want to get some Rockets tickets?
I do love me some Rockets. I love what they have going on right now, what their special offer is. The Rockets, this is really cool. I have not seen this before, so ever with the Rockets. What they're allowing you to do right now is it's a 10-ticket deal. And for $100, you're going to get 10 tickets for the 2021-2022 season. 10 tickets. Now, here's the cool thing. You say, 10 singles or 10 or 5 games for two? Well, that's up to you. You can use them however you like. You can do 2 tickets to 5 games. Or even if you want to do a whole group, $100, you get 10 people going to a single game, you can do that. You'll be able to choose from 25 different games when the schedule gets released. And get this, if the Rockets end up with one of the top 4 picks, that lottery pick, they're going to throw in a swingman jersey into your purchase. Make sure you get in on this awesome deal before it's gone at Rockets.com. Inventory is limited. Rockets.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Disappointed by your HR and payroll technology? Maybe you need to outsource your administration. Go to HRP.net to learn more.
Bye, bitch.